This may be the way the Batwa people of the Great Lakes region of Africa would like to be seen, brimming with energy and song. But in Burundi and neighboring countries, everyday life for the Batwa has been a harsher, more somber reality. Some have called the Batwa the forgotten people, the 1% of Burundi's population that has suffered many of the country's ills in the most acute way.
The Batwa were very, very vulnerable. They were marginalized within Burundian society because they were very poor. And they were afraid to approach anyone in the other communities to ask for help. There were many, many other factors that were contributing to a high rate of mortality among the Batwa.
Since the 1990s, years of civil war, climate-related problems and crop diseases have caused a net decrease in food production and a rise in poverty in Burundi, where 90% of the people depend on agriculture for their livelihoods. But the Batwa's traditional way of life, based on hunting and gathering in the forest and pottery making, began to deteriorate long before. Logging and climate change took their toll on the land, and the market for handcrafted items dwindled.
The situation has completely changed in Burundi because we used to have many forests. And we used to have many animals so where they could actually hunt. But nowadays, things have changed. There's no more landscape, there's no more forest. So socially, they really are vulnerable.
46-year-old Caritas Nahimana and her neighbors are among the Burundi Batwa who are now growing vegetables for food and income, thanks to a project coordinated by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization and funded by the European Commission's Humanitarian Aid Department.
First, we started receiving tools and seeds like potatoes. Then we cultivated the potato crops. We reached the point where we could select crops to eat, crops to conserve for use as seeds later on, and crops to sell. And we put the money in a bank account.
In addition to donated land, seeds, and tools, the project also has provided livestock and basic agricultural training.
Since joining this Batwa farmers group, I have received a wide variety of seeds from FAO, including potatoes, beans, maize, and carrots. Because of his help, I can actually make a living now, because I can take the produce to market and sell it.
The Batwa benefiting from farming projects like this one say the advantages include being able to set up house in one place, enroll their children in school, and begin to feel more accepted by their neighbors.